Welcome inside the Rockford Ice Hogs Week 21 recap on icehogs.com. I'm Slavko Bekovic. The Ice Hogs carried a five-game winning streak into the Week 21 slate and put that streak on the line Friday night against the Peoria Rivermen in an Illinois Lottery Cup tilt. The Rivermen jumped ahead 3 minutes into the contest as Mark Kundari's shot from the blue line trickled through Hogs netminder Carter Hutton and into the net. Kundari's fourth of the season put the Ribs up 1-0.
Della Rivera over the Rockford line, centering pass in front. That's wiped out. Oh, and then tipped just wide of the Rockford goal by Shattuck. That puck, he just kind of floated wide. And there's a shot from the line. That one knocked down by Hutton, snuck through for a goal. That's fired in by Kundari. And Peoria gets the first goal of the game. 3:07 into period number one on a slapper from the point from Mark Kundari.
5 minutes later, Ben Smith brought the Ice Hogs even at one apiece. Brandon Svensson started a rush down the right wing before centering one for Smith, who one-timed it past Peoria goaltender Jake Allen.
And the stick lifted, Smith took it away. Here's Svensson. Svensson over the Peoria line on the right side. Down the right half wall, looking in front for Smith. Shot and a goal! Ben Smith fires it 5-hole! And Rockford is tied it at 1 at 8:27 of period number 1.
Just 4 minutes later, Smith tallied once more to give Rockford the lead for the first time on an Ice Hogs power play. Brandon Peary shot one in on net, and Smith's hard work in the crease earned him his second goal of the night.
Face-off to the right side of Allen. Off the face-off, it's picked up Mills. Right point, Lalonde. Lalonde now down the right wing. Peary back to Lalonde. To the middle. On the back end, of Peary right circle. Peary cross-ice pass. That's deflected in front. Smith, another one! Ben Smith fired in the loose puck. He has a second of the period. And Rockford has a 2-1 lead with a power play goal at 12:49.
The Ice Hogs earned another power play early in the second frame. Peary found Jeremy Morin with a tremendous cross-ice feed to set up an easy one-timer. Morin's 18th of the season put Rockford on top 3-1.
Peary now gains the line on the right wing for Smith, back to the right point. Here's Lalonde on top. Lalonde, right circle for Brandon Peary, back to Lalonde in the middle. Peary on the right side. Peary cross it over, Morin shot and a goal! What a feed by Brandon Peary, and Morin buries it into the open net! 3-1 Rockford! What a setup that was!
After a number of penalties midway through the second period, Rockford found themselves on yet another power play, this time a 4-on-3. After Brandon Peary broke his stick on a shot attempt, the middle of the ice opened up for Jeremy Morin, who drove to the net and put another past Allen to move Rockford's lead to 4-1.
Back to St. Pierre, right side, Peary's shot! That's turned away by Allen, now it's recovered by Clendenning. Peary broke his stick. Morin, left side for Rockford. Tucked it up on him, front shot, that was snuck in and a goal! Peary lost the stick and Morin got the puck back and he flipped it over Allen. And Rockford leads it now 4-1 on Morin's second power play goal of the night.
The Hogs outshot the Rivermen 30-24 and converted on 3 of 6 power plays to extend the winning streak to a season-high 6 games, tying the team's record during the AHL era. The Milwaukee Admirals paid a visit to the BMO on Saturday night looking to snap the Ice Hogs streak. It was the first meeting between the two sides since January 12th. Once again, it was the Ice Hogs falling behind in the first period as Chris Mueller and Brad Winchester took advantage of a Rockford miscue to give the pesky Ads a 1-0 lead, 7:57 into the game.
Now it's wrapped in by Pustinen behind the Rockford goal, Carlson. To Morin in the middle, now it's jammed away from him, puck loose in front, but a move and it's snuck behind Carlson and it's wrapped in for a goal. Brad Winchester capitalizes on the Ice Hogs turnover and puts Milwaukee up 1-0, 7:57 in to period number one.
Just over 6 minutes later, Winchester was involved in another Milwaukee goal, getting a second chance opportunity for Daniel Bang. Bang's fifth of the season put the Admirals on top 2-0.
Power play expires, Rockford 0-for-1, Winchester knocked a pass down in the neutral zone. Dahlbeck trying to block it away, Watson got it back, looking in front. That one cammed wide of Carlson, here's Winchester. In behind the Rockford cage, centering pass in front, hammered in for a goal. I think Daniel Bang knocked it in from Winchester's pass from behind the goal, and it's 2-0, Milwaukee on top of the Ice Hogs.
The Admirals stretched that lead to 3-0 late in the second frame. Patrick Selin streaked into the zone down the right wing and fired in a shot short side past Rockford netminder Henrik Karlsson.
Over the line, Celine right side. His shot, he snuck over the shoulder of Carlson for a goal. Celine beat it over the glove of Carlson at the 15-14 mark for his eighth of the year.
The Ice Hogs' comeback effort began just 56 seconds later. Brandon Peary found Kyle Beach with another great cross-ice feed that Beach was able to tap underneath the pads of Milwaukee goalie Jeremy Smith to put the Ice Hogs on the board.
For McArdle. McArdle now looped it in behind the Rockford Canes. Starts at the center right side wing. Here's Peary. Peary, cross-ice pass for Beach. Shot! And Smith snuck underneath it for a goal. Beach has Rockford on the board at 16:08, a period number two.
Peary's primary assist on the play extended his point streak to eight straight games. Midway through the third period, and just moments after an Ice Hogs power play had expired, Martin St. Pierre hit Jimmy Hayes with a pass across the face of the goal to pull Rockford to within one at 3-2.
McArdle looking for St. Pierre. That pass is blocked down. McArdle got it back. Looking to Hayes. Hayes left side. Turns and fires in front. That one is fired wide by McArdle. Now Glendening. Pass down to St. Pierre, centering pass on the doorstep, shot and a goal! Jimmy Hayes on the back door! And it's a one-goal game! Time of the goal is 13:24. What a feed from St. Pierre!
The Ice Hogs couldn't find the equalizer over the game's final 6 minutes, however, and the Admirals ended the Rockford win streak at six games with a 3-2 final. After 21 weeks of play, the Ice Hogs sit at 28-26, 1-1, good for 58 points and a tie for third in the Midwest Division. In the Western Conference standings, Rockford sits in a tie for 11th, just 3 points out of the eighth and final playoff spot. Week 22 action marks the first of two straight 3-3 weekends for the Ice Hogs. The team will travel down to Oklahoma City to face off against the Barons on Friday and Saturday nights, before making another trip to Rosemont to take on the Chicago Wolves in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup on Sunday afternoon. That was your Rockford Ice Hogs Week 21 recap. For IceHogs.com, I'm Slavko Bekovic.